This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We have a question from a sister who has two cats, and both are male cats, and she's planning on making them inside cats, not outside, not outdoor cats. And she's asking about the permissibility of neutering them, knowing that they're not going to be outside, but the vet advised her that it would be calmer for them, better for them, if you want to raise them inside the house to be neutered. So what is the Islamic view on neutering animals?
I would say also outside the house. It's better for the community. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam wa rasulillah wa alihi wa sahbihi wa lahu ba'd. The issue of neutering the animals, in general, al-ulama rahimahullah said, we're not allowed to do that because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha an khasi al-baha'im, neutering the animals or cattle are not allowed. Because cattle, there's benefits of having them having children,
right,
babies, and you know, the benefit that the people, benefit society, and so forth. But al-ulama rahimahullah also said it is allowed if there is a benefit. So it is permissible when there is a benefit and it's done in a way that is not harmful for the animal.
Okay.
And today with, you know, going to the vet, they just do this procedure, it will not be harmful. And also there is a lot of benefits actually of this. Because raising a pet, it's a cost as well.
Right.
In Western society, there is a requirement, there is financial responsibilities, there is like, also, like what you said, the behavior, the urinating all out of the house. You know, they're making like noise in the time of when they need to mate, and so forth. Also, we heard of cases that the pet of the neighbor goes and like, you know, meet with the neighbor's pet. They sue each other for that, and you know, or harm them. So definitely I see there is a benefit of that. And it is permissible. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muslim Ahmad, ضحّى بكبشيني مخصيين أو موجوئين. Which is shows that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam basically do the udhiyah with two sheep who are neutered. So that means it's practice, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approved it. And that's one of the proof that the ulama rahimahullah said it is allowed. Even some of the fuqaha differentiate between, like I think the Shafi'iyya differentiate between the neutering of an animal that live in the house, domesticated and wild. And they said the wild one, you do not allowed to do that. Because they are in the wild, you don't have to do anything. But while the one is domesticated and something that is used, and some of them use the word that you eat, you're allowed. Because when you neuter an animal that you eat, the meat became better. Okay? So in this case, a cat cannot be eaten, so it will fall under this. Shafi'iyya scholars also, it's not allowed to be neutered. But in the end of the day, the muhaqqiqeen of Ahlul Ilm said, if there is maslaha and there is no harm to the animal, you are allowed to neuter them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
All right.
Just one last final thought as well. When you have a pet, take care of it too. Like some people, they really abuse animals and they don't take care of them. And we know that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a woman in hellfire. And in one narration, a cat scratching her face and her chest. And the Nabi said, what's this? They said, this is a woman who had a cat that did not feed the cat, not let the cat out to eat. To find its own provision. The point here, take care of your pet if you have one.
Barakallahu feek, Sheikh.